Hello. When I took over this coalition, we came into a situation that was much more dire than many of you imagined. We had no idea how much money we were making, but we knew we were broke. The first thing I did was request our team build the tools to show us our income. When the tool came in, it reported that the entire alliance was making $4 to $6 billion a day in ratting taxes. This was our income. Many of you might be shocked because that's what you make in a day. When I first spoke to you as Alliance leader, I told you there was no place for those who didn't want to lose a Titan, that we were going to be aggressive, that we would attack. And then the cold reality hit me. The only thing that was aggressive was our debt. Our taxes were generating enough money to SRP a single Titan every 40 days. So we set about rebuilding. We invested in you. Our belief was that we could make money by you guys making money. We became the Bank of Goonswarm. Our team rebuilt us from the ground up, and we strove every day to put us in a place where my vision could be realized. We stared across the gulf at an enemy who had vastly more wealth than us, enough wealth to make Solomon blush. When the entire game attacked us, we came together and we defeated them, but at great cost. And we waited for them to attack again. They were so far ahead, so why wouldn't they? We thought perhaps they didn't know this information, but then we had a high-level defector. He posted our logs. They had known all along that we were making 5 billion ISK a day from ratting taxes. They posted it to Reddit. They crowed. Their rental empires hummed. They controlled the safest and largest space in the game. They had every advantage an alliance could have. Except one. There's a coward at the top of Pandemic Horde. We know that their leader had his confidence shattered after World War B. We know he has told his people that their plan is to wait for us to attack their space that they can defend. They have squandered the last 5 years. At time, they attacked a new coalition we deployed to defend them. They particularly focused on brave newbies because they wanted to break them off and have them join up. Then, brave decided to join us instead, the people who had defended them. The enemy was incensed. How could they not join the group who had attacked them? Goons then announced we would attack Horde and Ketch. Our war machine was not ready, but we were at least closer. I was tired of waiting. You were tired of waiting. Our team prepared to fight for every inch of ground. Instead, their leader sent out a message that they would take the space back after they left. They wouldn't fight. Once again, they ran away. Once again, the most powerful and wealthy alliance in the game fell back with nary a fight. Instead, they focused their entire might on attacking brave newbies. Then we announced a move that shocked the game, that we would relocate closer to them. We again attacked them in curse. And once again, they fell back. They sent propaganda pings about killing a brave fort. I'm here today to announce we will attack them again. Are we on par with them? No. My team tells me that we should wait another year, that we will be close then. But our enemies have had every advantage over us for the last 5 years, and not once have they taken it. I have seen weakness spread throughout an alliance. I have seen invincibility squandered. Perhaps they were right. They can wait half a decade while they attack groups a tenth their size and call it glory. But we have waited as long as we can. We might be closer in a year, but we are ready now. I know that you have the desire for blood, the same one that I have. We play Eve to fight, and so we will attack Horde in the region of Innsmouth, and we will drive them out. This is their last bastion of space outside the drone lands. They will either fight us or be trapped in the drones, and we will have jump bridges to their doorsteps. I cannot force them to do anything, but I can tell you that we will attack. We are going to be dropping a Keepstar as we speak. We will move tomorrow. We will move everything. Prepare your dreads, prepare your supers, prepare your titans. I made a promise to you that we will push them until they are against the wall, and we will fulfill that promise. I need every one of you with me. Every single one of you has been part of this rebirth as much as I have, and now we take the fight to them.